لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم آل الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والصافات صفا والزاجرات زجرا والتاليات ذكرا إن إلهكم لواحد صدق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are starting today Surah Saffat. And I recited first four verses of Surah, and I go with the translation. By the angels ranged in ranks, by the ones who drive vigorously, by the one who recites the reminder, indeed your God is certainly one. So Allah is swearing by some important things, and Allah is swearing by three different groups. And what Mizan says, these are the groups of angels. And what are these three groups? Allah says by the angels. No, Allah doesn't send Quran angels. The translation goes only by the ranged in ranks. By the ranged in the ranks means who are arranged in the ranks. So who are these arranged in ranks? Are angels. Okay, let's go focus on this one. Who are these angels who are arranged in ranks? They are arranged from heaven to the earth. So when Allah is to send revelation through Jibril Amin to protect him, the angels were arranged in the ranks from the heaven to the earth. And they were, because it is so important, the revelation which is to come to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they will be arranged from top heaven to the earth, these angels. Okay? That shows how much Allah gave respect to this revelation of Quran. You know? Some narration says that it's not only for them who is Allah swearing, but also Allah swearing for those believers who are arranged in the ranks when they are doing salat, and those who are arranged in the ranks also believers. Now, what is the second group? By the one who drive vigorously. Who drive vigorously? So there's another group of angels who drive vigorously. Who do they drive vigorously? They drive out these shayateen, these devils, who when the revelation is to come, they used to try to sneak in. So these jinnat, shayateen, these angels, they repel them so that they don't come close to the revelation, right? Some narration says, some explanation is that these are not the only angels who drive away shayateen from the sky, but also from our heart. And when some bad whispers come to us, these angels drive away our bad whispers. That's the second group. And what is the third group? By the one who recites the reminder. Taliyati dhikra means those angels who used to come to Prophet and recite Quran, the zikr. This is the third group. These are how much Allah gave them these three groups so important. And what all these groups are doing? Bringing the Quran, revelation of Allah. So important. After that, Allah says, Inna ilahakum la wahid. Indeed, your God is certainly one. I am the one, Allah says. I am the one Lord who did all that. I created the universe. I created you. I created all these angels who are there to bring my revelation to you, right? So I just did not create you and this universe, but I also arranged for you to be guided through my revelation, which is so important, so that you can be guided in this earth. Why you are here for? What is your whole purpose? And for that, I have arranged all these angels to guide you, so that you can see your real position in the universe. Because right now, when you are in this world, you are so much in limited this world, you don't know why you are far. But I want to show you my might and power, that your purpose of creation here was the high purpose to achieve those high positions, those high positions which I want to show you through my revelation, right? رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق. Allah says, what does that mean? Translation goes like that: the Lord of the heavens and earth and whatever is between them, and the Lord of the east, not east, east, plural. Means Allah says, who is your Lord? The Lord of heavens and earth and Lord of the east. Means horizon of east. Means Allah talk about multiple easts. Why there is a plural? Because Allah, because it has been said in the narrations that the sun rises from the east. Not only sun rises from east, but stars also rises from east. And Allah said plural, not singular, because sun every day rises from a different spot. And whole year, every day the sun rises from different spot. And that spot is fixed for that day of particular, for that day, for the year, for thousands of years. It will not change the spot. Where it arises today, tomorrow it will arise from a different spot. But it's a fixed spot. You cannot even change it by 1,000th of the second of that spot. It is so fixed. And even not for the sun, but all the stars, the way they rise in a fixed spot. And by changing the position of the sunrise every day, you have four seasons. Otherwise, there won't be four seasons. And because of the four seasons, we have all these beauties, all these different seasons, and all different crops we have, all these beauty which we have, because of the different position of the sun rising. That's what Allah says, I am the Lord of the East, which we see that today. More in a beautiful way. Inna Rabbu. Then Allah says, Inna Zayyana Samai Dunya Bizina Tanil Kawakib Wahidzum Min Kulli Shaitanim Marid. Now Allah says what after this? Indeed, we have adorned the lowest heaven with the finery of stars and the guard from any forward devil. Now Allah is talking about that I have adorned this Samaya Dunya. What is Samaya Dunya? Lowest heaven. With the stars. They have beautified this lowest heaven with the beautiful stars, and the guard from any forward devil. It has been guarded also. This Samaya Dunya, this lowest heaven, has been guarded by from the devils. Now what is that? See, there are seven heavens, we know that. The lowest heaven we see is the stars. It's the lowest heaven, which with our Hubble telescope and all these telescopes, we know that there are trillions of galaxies, the trillions of stars, and there is endless. And this is the lowest heaven. And Allah says, I have beautified these heaven with these stars. Zayyana. Allah said, Zina. Zina means beautification of these lowest heavens by the stars, you know. And how do you see the beauty? When you are in jungle in night time, away from pollution, you see trillions of stars on the sky, and you get so happy when you see them, right? And they're so calming, right? And they're twinkling, you know. How do they twinkle? They twinkle only on this planet Earth because there is an air here between us and them, around us, which gives us kind of twinkling effect. But if you are across this space and go up, then they are not twinkling, they just gaze at you. This is Allah's beauty, you know. So Allah says that this is the lowest heaven. When the Quran was revealed, people thought that stars are on the high heaven. High heaven. But Allah said, they are not on high heaven, they are on the lowest heaven. Today science says that what is close to us is the stars. And then comes other heavens on high. You know, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, I protect them from forward devils. La yasamma'una ila mala'il a'la wa yakhdufuna min kulli janib du'uran wa lahum azabun thaqib. Now what happens? Now what else is happening there Allah is talking about? Which we don't know. Only Allah says through His revelation. They do not eavesdrop on supernatural alight. but are shod it from every side to drive them away. And for them there is a constant mortification. It's a difficult English, inshallah I'll explain. Now, inshallah I'll explain. Malul Ala, you know, Malul. Mal'il Ala, right? Which is translation as supernatural elite. What is that? So, these shaitan, you know, they used to go to the Malukuti world. Malukuti world is angelic world. Where is this angelic world? Which is Allah says, supernal elite. Who are these supernal elite? These are the angels who are above this heaven, from the lowest heaven, above that. And what they do there, they talk about the future events, what's going to happen here in this earth. And these shaitan wants to go there, demons, and want to hear them, eavesdrop them, and get the news what's going to happen to this planet in future, you know. So Allah wants to protect those secrets, right? And also Allah wants to protect the revelation coming from heaven, right? So Allah says they do not eavesdrop on those supernal elite, but are shot down from every side. They are being hit. The shayateen are being hit from all the side to drive them away. Yaqdufu min kulli janib duhuram. Duhuram is what? Duhuram is they are repelled away. They are repelled away. So translation goes like that. For them, there is a constant mortification, driving away from them. Duhuram. The translation goes like that. I'm sorry. The translation goes like that. To drive them away. Duhuram is to drive them away. And for them, there is a constant mortification. What is the constant mortification? Lahum. Azabun faqir. Okay. So, duhuram was to drive them away. And what is the understanding of azabun faqir? Means there is a azabun faqir means permanent punishment. Permanent repelment. Permanent punishment. Because not only they are driving away, but azabun faqir means permanent driving away of the shayateen to go close to those angels and those angelic world to hear any kind of secret news. Where there illa man khatafatal fa'adba'ahu shihabun faqir. Now Allah says further on this, except him who snatches a snatch wherein there pursue him a piercing flame. If someone wants to go, shaitan, jinn, to get snatch it some news, Allah says what is happening, where it they pursue him a piercing flame. A piercing star comes to him, piercing flame, like shooting star, like a meteor comes to him and hit him. So these angels control this shihab. What is the shihab? Shooting star. And they throw the shooting star on these shayateen and they hit them. Thaqib. What is the meaning of shihab of thaqib? This piercing flame. Shihab means flame. Thaqib means piercing. What does it mean? Means it never missed the chance. It will just that totally these heavens are protected completely. They cannot go there. And we don't know all this what's happening. You know, we don't see all this. We are just limited in this world. We are just busy in this world. Allah is giving us all these news. First taftihim ahum ashaddu khalqan amman khalaqna inna khalaqnahum min teenil lazim. Now Allah says, ask them, is their creation more prodigious or that we have created? Indeed, we have created them from viscous clay. Allah is asking, is your creation of human being is more difficult or what we have created else? we created them with a vicious clay. Now let's explain. I want to explain this. Allah is saying that you human being are created only with a sticky, viscous, not vicious, viscous clay. I'm sorry, not vicious, viscous means slimy clay. Viscous clay, right? So human being is created by a slimy, sticky clay. That's it. And you are nothing more than that. But what I created is heavens, seven heavens, and angels, and all these things. Where are their creation is so hard and big compared to your creation, which you've been created from viscous clay, sticky clay only. Teeny lazy. Lazy means like a sticky clay. That's all you are, and then you are so much proud and arrogant about yourself, and you don't think about me and my greatness and what I've done on this universe, and you think you are so big, and you doubt and laugh. You don't know anything, and you are so limited. You are nothing but created by a sticky clay. And see my creation. But بل عجبت ويسخرون وإذا ذكروا لا يذكرون وإذا رأوا آياتين يستسخرون وقالوا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وإذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون. Now what Allah says, that what they say. Now I showed you all these things, right? The greatness. And see what they think, where they are, these deniers. What is their level, Allah says. Now Allah is saying to Prophet, indeed you wonder while they engage in ridicule. Allah is saying to Prophet that you wonder when they ridicule about it. And why Prophet wonder when they ridicule? Because for Prophet everything is open. The angelic world, the heaven, hell, and everything, the eternal life. And when Prophet gives the news of all that, they ridicule, and Prophet wonder what's wrong with them. That they wonder the reality of the universe and what's going to happen in afterlife. And even when admonished, do not take admonition. The Prophet, when you admonish, they don't take admonition. And when they see a sign, they make it an object of ridicule. When you give them sign and recite verses, they ridicule and say, this is nothing but a plain magic. What when we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we be resurrected in our forefathers too? That's what they say. Because they are limited to this world and they make joke of it. They think maybe it's magic, because when Prophet used to recite verses, they used to get shocked at how somebody can talk like this, and they had no answer, so they'll say, it's just a magic, you know, to deal with Allah's verses. Because anybody who hears verses of Allah will wonder who's talking, you know, because it's like a miracle, you know. Biggest miracle, the way Prophet used to talk. So they have no answer, but they'll say, this is magic, you know. And they used to laugh that when we become born, we'll be resurrected, and our forefathers too, they used to wonder, you know. Right? Because they are just limited to this world. But today, after seeing all these different creation, how things are getting created, are produced, like a virus can be produced in few seconds, in millions, you know, that's how they multiply. Now human beings seeing all these different kind of reproduction, you know. So now human beings should be more aware of how we'll be resurrected from the earth, because Allah says in Surah Yasin that He knows all kind of creations. Like Allah says in the Quran that you have seen the first creation of yourself, so why you doubt about my second creation from the dust when you will be created? So these people who are just worldly people, they don't see all that, they used to make joke out of it. Now what Allah answers to these people who make joke and make fun of it? Okay, now Allah says, قُلْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَعَيْدَةٌ فَإِذَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Now what Allah answered. Okay. Yes, Allah says, say yes, ul na'am, say yes, and you will be utterly humble. Allah says, yes, say yes, and you will be utterly humble. Dakhirun means humble. You will be humble. It will be only a single shout, and behold, they will look on and say, woe to us, this is a day of retribution. Because you will be humble when the cry will come, and you will be all resurrected, and you will say, oh God, this is the day of judgment day. Now we will be retributed. Retribution will come. Haza yomil faslil ladhi kuntum bihi tukazzibun. Allah says, this is the day of judgment that you used to deny. Yomil fasl. Two separate. Why it's called yomil fasl? Because two separate truth from lie. That's the day of separating truth from a lie, you know. And it's also called judgment day. And then when they see that, they'll be scared, and they'll be in regret. Then Allah says, "Hoshuru ladina zalamu wa azwajhum wa ma kanu ya'budun min duni illahi fahduhum ila siratil ja'im." Then Allah says, "Muster the wrongdoers and their mates, and what they used to worship besides Allah, and show them the way to hell." Allah says to muster the wrongdoers and their mates and the one who they used to worship. Who are these? So who are these wrongdoers and mates and who they worship? Wrongdoers are the polytheists who deny Allah's verses, make fun of them, stop Prophet's way, stop Allah's way. And who are their mates? Those shaitan, the jinnah who were with them. You know, like one who stop remembering Allah. Allah puts a shaitan with him as his mate, you know, who goes and deviates him. So not only he'll go to hell, but the shaitan whose mate will go with him in hell, who's always with him and whispering in his ear. Both will go to hell. So him, the polytheist, and the jinn who is shaitan will go with him in hell, and the one they worship, the false god. So, you know, who will be the one who will go to hell with them? Who are the false gods will go to hell? Because they make even prophets false god. They will not go to hell. So who will go to hell? The one who are like Pharaoh and Namrud, those one will go to hell with them. Because those were the one they claimed themselves to be false god. They said, we are the god. And they claim to be god, you know, like Pharaoh and Namrud, they'll go to hell. So they all go to hell. Huh? Vahduhum ila siratil jahim. Allah says, show them the way to hell. They all go to hell. See, there's the thing, brothers and sisters. If you are limited to this world, you become like this. Now, Allah showed you in the beginning of the surah about those angels who are in the arranged in the ranks, the angels who are reciting Quran, and all those angels who drive vigorously. So when you read Quran, your eyes open, your heart open, and you are not in this limited world, but you see the angelic world, you know. The world of Malukut, the angelic world. And you see you feel the seven heavens. This is the lowest heaven. You start seeing all seven heavens, you start seeing those angels in those rings, and you see your eternal life in front of you. This is called the enlightenment. This is called the Nuraniyat. This is the believer. And the believer sees that this all seven heavens Allah created, the paradise will be size of the seven heavens, Allah said in the Quran. The moment he sees this is great position with the angels and angelic world and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeing his eternal life and seeing all those blessings and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a moment, you know, and he's always happy and brave. But the kuffar are in this limited, prison of this world. They don't see all that. So they are miserable. Whatever they got, they want to get in and hold it hard. They are so miserable, you know. That's what happened in Karbala. This happens today. The non-believers are sticking to this money and this little thing. And the believers, at the time of Hussein, at the night of 10th of Muharram, Mullah Hussein showed them the angelic world, the paradise, and their heart was open. Allah sends all these news to us, that I have sent all these revelations through these angels. Open your heart for all these things. Open. Water yourself for your eternal life, the Malukuti world, the angelic world, so that you see, you feel it and be happy that Allah has provided me all that which was only comes through Quran, because Quran cuts those curtains, you know, and make you enlightened. That's why Allah sent these verses. Allah says, how protected I send this reminder that how many angels I sent and how they recited the Prophet. See with your eyes of the heart, hear with the eyes of hear with the ears of your heart and eyes of your heart. See and hear and feel it, the enlightenment. So you're happy to come to me. So believer is ready to just put his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an angelic world and be with them in his salat and remembering Allah and remembering all those verses, and he's happy and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ready to go to Allah when the time comes. Allah rahmatullah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.